Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Nestled in the heart of Brooklyn, the Navy Yard stands as a monumental testament to America's industrial past. From crafting warships that once ruled the seas to witnessing the sweat, toil, and sacrifice of countless workers, its history is as rich as it is haunting. But what if those stories of dedication and tragedy didn't end when the final whistle blew? Over the years, visitors and workers alike have reported hearing the eerie hum of machinery in empty warehouses, the faint echo of footsteps where no one walks, and shadowy figures gliding through the halls of these historic buildings. Is it the restless energy of lives lost in industrial accidents? Or could there be another explanation, one rooted in the very structure of this storied landmark? Whatever the truth, the Brooklyn Navy Yard continues to captivate and chill those who dare to explore its depths. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Brooklyn Navy Yard, located on the East River in New York City, has stood as a symbol of American industrial might for over two centuries. Officially established in 1801, the yard was initially tasked with constructing and maintaining warships for the U.S. Navy. Over time, it grew into a sprawling 300-acre facility, boasting dry docks, massive warehouses, and workshops that hummed with the sound of relentless industry. During its peak, the Navy Yard employed tens of thousands of workers, many of whom labored in grueling and often perilous conditions. The yard's legacy is intertwined with its contributions to American history. Ships such as the USS Arizona, later sunk during the attack on Pearl Harbor, were constructed here. The facility played pivotal roles in the Civil War, both World Wars and even the Korean War. But progress often came at a cost. The industrial age was unforgiving, and the workers at the Navy Yard bore the brunt of its dangers. Accidents were tragically common in an era when workplace safety was often an afterthought. Historical records speak of fires breaking out in the shipbuilding areas, boilers exploding without warning, and workers falling to their deaths from scaffolding or into the dry docks. One of the most infamous incidents occurred during the construction of a naval vessel in the 1940s, when a crane collapse claimed multiple lives. These tragedies left scars not only on the yard's infrastructure, but also on the families who lost loved ones to the relentless pursuit of progress. It was in the shadow of these events that whispers of the paranormal began. Long before ghost hunters and modern investigators entered the scene, workers at the Navy Yard told stories of eerie encounters. The yard's dry docks, often the sites of fatal accidents, became known for unexplained phenomena. Men reported hearing faint cries for help late at night, though no one was there. Tools left in one area would inexplicably appear in another. Doors slammed shut with no apparent cause, even when there was no wind to speak of. By the 1960s, the Brooklyn Navy Yard's importance to the U.S. Navy began to wane. Advances in technology and changes in military strategy led to its decommissioning in 1966. The once bustling industrial hub fell into disrepair, with many of its buildings abandoned or repurposed for commercial use. Security personnel and maintenance crews tasked with guarding the eerily quiet site became the next to report strange happenings. One former security guard recalled patrolling an empty warehouse late one evening when he heard the unmistakable sound of hammering and metal clanging. Thinking it was a trespasser, he called out, but there was no response. The noises stopped abruptly, and a subsequent search of the area revealed nothing. Similar reports emerged over the years, often centering around buildings that had seen the most activity during the yard's operational years. In the 1970s and 1980s, as urban exploration became more popular, the Navy Yard attracted thrill-seekers and amateur investigators drawn to its storied history and ominous reputation. Accounts of shadowy figures moving through the dimly lit corridors of the yard's old workshops began to surface. One group of explorers reported hearing the faint hum of machinery operating in a long-abandoned building. When they investigated, they found nothing but rusted equipment and silence. These early reports laid the foundation for the Navy Yard's reputation as one of Brooklyn's most haunted locations. The stories continued to grow, fueled by the yard's history of tragedy and the chilling atmosphere of its abandoned structures. Despite the growing number of reports, skeptics and rationalists offered alternative explanations for the phenomena. Psychologists pointed to the effects of isolation and heightened suggestibility in dark, unfamiliar spaces. The acoustics of the old buildings, designed to amplify sounds, could easily explain the mysterious echoes and banging noises. Environmental factors also played a role. The yard's proximity to the East River meant that shifts in temperature and humidity could cause the metal structures to expand and contract, creating noises that might be mistaken for something more sinister. Still, these explanations didn't account for all the reported experiences. The sightings of shadowy figures, for example, remained a mystery. As the Brooklyn Navy Yard's reputation as a paranormal hotspot grew, so did the volume of unsettling stories from those who ventured into its historic and foreboding structures. While skeptics sought rational explanations, those who experienced the strange occurrences were often left shaken and convinced that something otherworldly lingered within the walls of this industrial giant. One of the most frequently reported phenomena at the Navy Yard is the sighting of shadowy figures. Visitors often describe seeing dark human-like shapes darting between the columns in the massive warehouses or standing motionless in doorways only to vanish when approached. These figures, described as more than mere shadows, are eerily silent and seem to project an unsettling energy. In one particularly chilling account, a group of filmmakers scouting a location reported seeing a man dressed in what appeared to be 1940s-era work clothes standing at the far end of a dark corridor. When they called out to him, he turned and walked into the shadows. Assuming he was part of the Navy Yard's security staff, they continued their work, only to later learn that no one else had been on site that day. Another recurring report involves the sound of machinery springing to life in long-abandoned spaces. Witnesses have described hearing the whirring of gears, the clanging of metal, and the rhythmic pounding of hammers, all sounds associated with the Navy Yard's industrial heyday. Yet when investigators search for the source of these noises, they find only silence and stillness. Urban explorers, security guards, and even visitors attending modern-day events at the Navy Yard have shared first-hand accounts of paranormal encounters. One former security officer recounted an incident in which he heard footsteps approaching from behind during his midnight rounds. When he turned around, no one was there, but he could still hear the steps growing louder, as though an invisible figure was walking right past him. In another case, a woman attending an art exhibit in one of the repurposed buildings reported a sudden drop in temperature and the sensation of being watched. Moments later, she saw a faint figure in the reflection of a nearby window. Turning to look, she found no one there. Perhaps the most unnerving accounts come from construction crews working to renovate old buildings. Workers have reported tools disappearing, lights flickering without explanation, and feelings of being followed or observed. Some refuse to work alone in certain areas, citing an oppressive and inexplicable fear. Many paranormal investigators believe that the phenomena at the Brooklyn Navy Yard fall into the category of residual hauntings. This theory suggests that intense emotional or physical events, such as workplace accidents and sudden deaths, can leave an imprint on the environment. Unlike intelligent hauntings, residual hauntings do not involve spirits with awareness. Instead, they are likened to a recording of past events that occasionally replay under certain conditions. The sounds of machinery, for example, may be echoes of the Navy Yard's bustling past, while the shadow figures could be fleeting impressions of workers who spent their lives, and in some cases lost them, within these walls. The theory aligns with the Yard's long history of intense labor and tragedy, offering a possible explanation for the eerie phenomena. While many reports seem to support the idea of residual hauntings, other incidents hint at something more active. Stories of doors slamming shut, objects moving on their own, and sudden bursts of cold air suggest the presence of a poltergeist, a type of haunting characterized by disruptive, often physical activity. Skeptics, however, point out that the Navy Yard's old infrastructure and proximity to the East River could account for much of this activity. Strong drafts, shifting foundations, and the natural decay of the buildings might create the illusion of paranormal events. The Brooklyn Navy Yard remains a compelling site for both believers and skeptics. Its haunting reputation has attracted paranormal investigators armed with equipment like EMF detectors and infrared cameras. While some claim to have captured evidence of supernatural activity, others argue that the phenomena are rooted in psychology, acoustics, or environmental conditions. Still, the stories persist, passed down from one visitor to the next. Whether seen as proof of life beyond death or as a reflection of the Yard's storied and often tragic past, the paranormal accounts add another layer of intrigue to this historic landmark. As the Navy Yard continues its transformation into a modern industrial and commercial hub, its ghosts, literal or figurative, ensure that its history will never be forgotten. The Brooklyn Navy Yard stands as a testament to history, a place where sweat, steel, and sacrifice built more than just ships. They built legacies, but as its bustling past fades into the quiet hum of modern redevelopment, one question remains. Do the spirits of those who toiled and perished here linger on, unwilling to let their stories be forgotten? From shadowy figures in empty corridors to the ghostly echoes of machinery long silenced, the Navy Yard continues to captivate and unsettle. Could these phenomena simply be the result of shifting metal, urban legends, or overactive imaginations? Or are they evidence of something deeper, residual energies etched into the very fabric of the yard? Maybe it's both. The lines between reality and the supernatural often blur in places with as much history as this. What's undeniable is the powerful effect these stories have on those who experience them. Whether you're a believer, a skeptic, or somewhere in between, the Navy Yard challenges us to confront the unknown and reevaluate the stories we tell about our past. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.